The reading today, so during Holy Week, there are readings each day during the pre-sanctified, but the rest of Lent, there's not. But so today we have this reading that tells us to be ready and to be aware. So it says that there will be, in fact, several times it said there will be false prophets and many will be deceived, if possible, even the elect. And so right now, we're in a time, if you turn on the radio or the TV or YouTube or almost anything, there's someone that's telling you some message about Christ. I personally think the most dangerous is the Christ within you, and usually when they're talking about Christ in a New Age sort of way, they call him the Christ. And of course he is the Christ, because Christ was a title at the time, meaning anointed. And Christ was anointed by God. We also know he is the Son of God. But people will, there's a lot of Nestorians now, Christians that don't believe he's the Son of God. There's also a lot of people that believe that you are God, and which is, it's similar to what we believe, because our goal is theosis. Our goal is to be one with God. Our goal is on that day to know that he is in the Father, that you are in him, and he is in you. But they almost take God out of it, or Christ out of it, by once you connect to the Christ consciousness, then you don't need anybody else. You need yourself, because you have not Christ, they don't talk about so much, but you have the Christ consciousness. And when I hear these readings of beware of false prophets, this almost always comes to my mind, because it sounds very attractive that we can all manifest whatever we want. And there's truth in every lie. The devil puts a dash of truth so that it sounds like, oh, this makes sense. So Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the creed tells us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're all the Creator. It's not just the Father or just the Son or just the Holy Spirit. They're all Creator. We're made in image, the image of that triune God. So that means we do have a power of creation. Now that power of creation, though, from the fathers is the creation of anger, the creation of love. So we're really not creating, but we're tapping into God that we can be part of that. So these things I think are hard, because you hear, oh, well, I can manifest, I can make my destiny, and it sounds attractive. But if you really analyze it, you have to change what you believe about Christ, and in many cases, you have to give him up completely. And so I think this is a good opportunity to talk about that. So maybe you know or heard this, maybe you've never heard this, but I want you to be aware that if people start to talk about Christ consciousness, I don't want you to necessarily turn everything off that they say, but I do want kind of your antennas to go up and to be aware if they're talking about the same Christ. Because there's many religions talk about Christ, but they don't believe that he's the Son of God, or they don't believe that he has a divine nature, or they don't believe there's so many different heresies about Christ. All of those heresies are alive today. So as we go through and finish this pre-sanctified liturgy, you have been called in the scripture reading to stand firm. That means you have to pay attention and you have to be aware of what is going on around you. And my prayer would be that we all stand and withstand these days, as the days are coming close, as Christians have always believed that we're in the end times. But I do believe we're in the end times, and that we need to be ready and prepared to do anything that Christ calls us to do. Please rise and let's say a little prayer as we re-enter. Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, thank you for this day. And thank you for everything that this world brings us, this world that you made. But Lord, thank you for giving us a mind that we can understand, because just because it's in the world does not mean it's good. There's so much evil here and twisting of the truth. I ask, as your unworthy servant, that you give wisdom and discernment to each person here and each person in our community and all Orthodox Christians, that we would discern the truth that's being spoken, that we may stay in Christ, stand in Christ, be part of the great I Am, and live our lives in honor and glory to you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.